भगवद्गीता 7.22 सतया श्रद्धया युक्तस् तस्याराधनमीहते लभते चिततः कामान् मयैव विहितान् हितान्। सतया श्रद्धया युक्तस्। कृष्णा इज टॉकिंग हियर इन दीज वर्सेस अबाउट द सिस्टम ऑफ डेमिगॉड वर्शिप एंड ही स्टेटिंग हियर दैट सतया with that shraddhaya yuktas, being equipped with that faith. What is that faith? That is mentioned in the previous verse. Krishna has said that whichever form a person desires to worship, I make the faith in that particular devata strong. So Krishna is saying, with that strengthened faith, sataya shraddhaya yuktas, तस्य तस्य अचलां श्रद्धां तामेव विदधाम्यहं। कृष्णस्य सततया श्रद्धया युक्तस् विद् दैट स्ट्रेंथ एंड फेथ तस्य आराधनमीहते दे वर्शिप दैट पर्टिकुलर देवता तस्य आराधनमीहते लभते चिततः कामान् एंड लभते they attain, what do they attain? Tataha kaman. They attain the fulfillment of their desires. Mayaiva vihitan hitan. Mayaiva, from me only, vihitan hitan. These fruits which they attain are obtained from me, not from anyone else. So in the previous talk we discussed about the system of demigod worship, how we compared it with the biblical allegory of the prodigal son, and stated how God is not just a father who waits and welcomes, but also strives for the well-being even when the father, son is away. So what the devatas, what is indicated here is that here, the Supreme Being offers people the opportunity to connect with Him. Just like the sun, once the sun starts working with a minister, and the minister pays a salary to the sun. Now, where is the minister getting the money to pay the salary from? It is from the king. So like that, the devatas are ministers in Krishna's cabinet, and when they accept worship from their worshippers and they give results, they don't have the capacity to give independent results. They can give results only by virtue of their own only by virtue of their connection with Krishna. Labhate cittah kaman mayaiva vihitan hitan, as Krishna says over here, that they attain the fruits, but those fruits are coming from me. Mayaiva vihitan hitan. To the extent we can connect ourselves with Krishna, to that extent we can move onwards towards Him and gradually attain Him. But if we can't connect with Krishna, if we connect with His representative, the devatas, then gradually, at least we are coming within the broad house of the Vedas. People who are outside the house of the Vedas, for example, people who are following the Abrahamic religions, those people, they have enormous cultural and conceptual barriers in trying to appreciate the system of Krishna Bhakti. They just can't realize or recognize or relish how it is that Krishna is offering, how that one supreme God, if it is there, if the God of Christianity and of the God of the Vedic literature is the one same God, then the God of Christianity proclaims himself as a jealous God, and thou shall not bow to any gods other than me. Whereas we see the God of the Bhagavad Gita acknowledges the existence of other gods and facilitates people to bow down to them by giving them faith and giving the demigods, giving the devatas potency to offer the fruits of that worship. So Krishna is not a god who is concerned about maintaining his own supremacy. His primary concern is to ensure the soul's elevation. So whatever enables the soul to get elevated, that is fine. Krishna accepts that. And even if by accepting that there is some higher power beyond me, the soul can begin the journey towards Krishna, that can begin the spiritual journey, which will ultimately culminate in Krishna. Even that is acceptable to Krishna. And thus Krishna enables the soul to move closer to him and to attain him eventually. So actually, if we see from this perspective, then the system of demigod worship demonstrates the unparalleled compassion of Krishna in allowing anyone and everyone to come closer to him and to attain him gradually. Such is the wondrous nature of Krishna's compassion. Sataya shraddhaya yuktas tasya aradhanam ihate. With the faith given by Krishna, the devata upasak worships the devata. Tas labhate chatatah kaman. The word kama, Krishna has used at the start of 7.20. Kama ista istairita jnana. So they attain the kama. So here kama clearly doesn't refer to illicit sexual desire the way the word lust is used frequently. It refers to, kama refers more or less to the fulfillment of the desire for material opulence and enjoyment, which is dharmic. So kama can be dharmic, kama can be adharmic. Labhate jatah kaman mayaiva vihitan hitan. This is obtained. They obtain it from me alone. Although they don't realize it right now, they are getting it from me. By worshipping the devatas, gradually the consciousness of the soul starts expanding, acknowledging that there is a higher authority. Yeah, and I need to appease some higher authority for the fulfillment of even my material needs. Without that appeasement, even my material needs can't be fulfilled. And the soul understands that, then that itself is a step forward in the soul's evolution of consciousness, which will culminate ultimately in Krishna consciousness. How? Krishna facilitates the system of demigod worship, but at the same time, there is also a problem. There is a limitation to the system of demigod worship, and that limitation will be mentioned in the next verse. Thank you.